This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good afternoon. I'll go ahead and get to the injury updates here. So Taylor Rapp has cleared concussion protocol. Ed Oliver will not practice today. Shakir will not practice. James Cook will not practice. Curtis Samuel will not practice. All three of those will take it one day at a time here, and then Taron Johnson and Austin Johnson both will be limited today, and then Darrington Evans will return to practice in the IR category. So with that, I will turn it over to you with your questions. Yes. Yeah. So there, we'll see where it goes. We'll know a little bit more coming off of today and into tomorrow.
What is the injury on James?
James is a foot toe injury. Sorry. I believe around the same thing, ironically enough. So yeah.
Hey, Sean, do you have thoughts on what's going on in New York over there with the coaching change? And I guess the question I did want to ask was that first game under a new coach is always a little tricky for the opposing team like you guys. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, well, unfortunate part of our business, number one. Two is, aware of the coaching change, really for us, we've got to focus on our team and the pieces that we can control, and that's really us in our process today, practicing and having the best practice we can have today.
In the past, this defense has given you guys a little bit of an issue. What would you point to that has kind of led to some struggles against this defense?
I think they give most people problems, right? So really good defense, really talented defense. It starts up front for them, like most good defenses, and they've got high draft picks, scattered throughout the entire defense, every level of the defense, and we'll have our hands full, and another reason why we've got to have a good, real good practice today, and they're really talented.
Sean, sometimes a player will get released from a team, and then that player ends up on the practice squad for the team that cut him was going to play next week.
Right.
Does that ever happen with coaches? And is there a protocol that's handled among the coaching fraternity? Like you talking to a recently fired coach?
I wouldn't do that. That's not in my nature. It's not in what I believe in. I wouldn't put that person in that position to. That's not, to me, something I believe in.
So. Is that not done at all, though?
It's done. yeah, it's done. But that's not something that I believe in.
What have you seen from Rodgers? What are your impressions of him at this stage of his career?
Yeah, you know, we all know Hall of Famer, really good player, incredibly smart, incredibly gifted, and just does a great job running their offense. And you know, there's more than the challenges with him of. He's an elite thrower, right? But there's more challenges to Aaron than just that. It's the mobility, it's the mental part of the game, and just have so much respect for his game and what he's been able to do over the years and how he's done it. So he's as good as there is.
How has Josh responded to just the struggles on offense and knowing the competitor he is, probably wanting to do maybe too much? I mean, rather than doing what is 111 per se. How have you seen him respond to these struggles?
Yeah, I mean, you go through a season, it's never, you know, a straight line in terms of, you know, the path to success, and you've got to go through, the ebbs and flows of the season and manage them. And sometimes it's, hey, a gentle reminder here of, okay, yeah, this is the way that I've got to go about it. And as you said, doing my 111th, and I know Josh is as competitive as there is, and we have full confidence in him. And, you know, I'm confident he'll get back to doing that, and that's important for us.
Do you find that maybe he's been pressing a bit?
I mean, I think we all press, don't we? I mean, it's a competitive business, and so, but you know, being self-aware is important, and you know, he's just so good, right? And I love it when he's in that headspace of that blend of both of, hey, I can still be me and do this, and yet, man, I'm keeping myself upright. I'm living to. Be a little bit less sore week to week, and I mean, that's when I think he's really at his best.
John, we talked a lot about the production of the wide receiver group. It's not where you want it, I'm sure. But along that piece, what about the tight end situation? Dawson and Dalton are guys that you've relied on in the past.
Yeah.
And is it maybe a chance to get them to step up and cover some of that slack if there's this slack?
Yeah, holistically, yes. I have tremendous trust in that tight end room, and tremendous trust and confidence in the wide receiver room, and then tremendous trust and confidence in Joe Brady and our offensive staff. And it's the collaboration and the integration of all of that, right? Of, hey, each and every one of us doing our jobs, putting them in position, and then understanding what that job is on that particular play, and that we execute it to the highest level of detail that we need to execute. And I think the interesting thing about especially offensive football is it's really about execution, not that defense isn't, or special teams for that matter, but it's, hey, all it takes is for one person not to execute their job at the highest level, and the play can break down just because of one person. The other 10 are doing it at the level that we need them to do it at. So, so we've got to continue to, like everything, improve, grow, and make sure that we are blending that all together in the right way.
Sean, along those lines, when Dalton was drafted, it seemed like the idea there was that two tight ends with him and Dawson could provide a lot of versatility to the offense. Has that maybe not materialized in the way that you envisioned it to this point?
I know that was talked about a lot, I think, by the media, because hey, they're going to go two tight ends over here and this and that, and I get it. I mean, that's the natural thought. What really happens inside may be exactly that, or sometimes a blend of that, right, Jay? So I can't say that it hasn't materialized, because Dalton's only in his second year, in his fifth game, going into sixth game of his second year, and. Listen, there are some things we can do better, right? And you're always trying to, at the end of the day, no one's trying to not score points. I can promise you that. So what we have to do is continue to blend the personnel that we have and put them in positions And I have extreme confidence that Joe's going to continue to do that. And where we haven't to this point, he will adjust. We will adjust. And, you know, once in a while, that's what it takes. You lose your way a little bit, and you got to find it, and you have to go back to, hey, what have we done well, and why have we done so well? And then try and get back to some of that, and then how can we grow? How can we move forward in new ways and with the personnel that we have in terms of, you know, you mentioned the two tight ends. So it's a constant, consistent approach, but also, you know, trying to grow every week through the year, and so that you can become the team that you're trying to become as the season continues to unfold.
What point of pride do you take in this team in not having lost more than two straight games since, you know, Josh was out those three-plus weeks in 2018?
Well, I just think it goes back to consistent approach. Try and be consistent for everyone, and that doesn't mean that there isn't some, you know, conversations that need to be had, and I think that's part of the week-to-week coaching job, is to meet the team where it is and get them to always, as much as possible, remain confident and, you know, control what they can control so that they can be the best version of themselves individually and then collectively us as a team. So that starts with, you know, with me, and then goes into Josh and all the way through the team. So I'm confident in this group. We take them one at a time. Certainly have a big challenge in front of us at New York this week, and against a Hall of Fame quarterback and a really good defense. So we just got to stay focused, taking it one day at a time and one game at a time here.
Sean, I know when Chase Claypool was here in the spring summer, you had a lot of positive things to say about him. I know he had injuries. How were things left with him? Has there been any communication, and could you envision him making a return to Buffalo anytime this season?
Holistically, that's a better question for Brandon. I have a ton of respect and love for Chase. I thought he did a real nice job when he was here, and you know, after that, that's a personnel decision at that point.
Sean, you mentioned earlier about how sometimes you lose your way and find yourself back to game to do what the team does well. When you look at the moments where the offense hasn't had success this season, what are sort of the characteristics of it, of what you guys do well that you guys can get back to?
That's a strategy question a little bit, to be honest with you. I understand where you're coming from, but I just think more than anything, in fairness to your question, that in order to execute one play, it's important that there is alignment with everyone being on the same page of what this play is designed to do and why we're doing it and how we need to do it, so that there is a true connection from one player who plays next to another player who plays next to another player. I don't know if that's making sense to you, but that's the level of alignment that we need, and that takes communication, that takes detail, that takes listening as well. And so it is just so important that that we do that, and we do it at the highest level, and we do it if we need, hey, position groups meeting together versus just, you know, you can be the way it is in football. You have different meeting rooms, O-line, running backs, D-line, linebackers. Well, sometimes what's going on in this campfire over here, and it's said one way, it may be being said differently in this campfire over here. So we need to sit around the campfire a little bit more together sometimes, so that we're all singing this, you know, the song the right way. So it's kind of a weird analogy, I guess, but that's honestly that's how I see it. So and as a coordinator, when I was a coordinator, sometimes you go room to room and you're trying to just listen and ensure that, all right, my D-line coach is saying it the same way as a linebacker coach, and that's important because those two positions are connected. Right, so that alignment is huge organizationally, in this case, to try and get one play run the right way.
Sean, so some new leadership, some guys in some different spots in that locker room this season.
This is the last one that I got to get going.
Real adversity right now. What do you want from the leadership in that locker room right now to get through this?
Yeah, I think that they've been good. They're growing as well. We've got, you know, what I would consider some younger, newer leaders on this team, as well as playing a number of young players and newer players. But I think just more than anything, Josh, it's, hey, be you, number one, and set the example. And it's not that they haven't. It's just understand that their job is to, number one, set the example for some of the young players, a young quotient of our roster. You know, we talked about a little bit this morning of, hey, the one thing we can control is how prepared we are in our preparation. And those young players, they don't know because they're coming from college. And they think they know, but they don't, right? And until you learn the hard way. And so it's their job, these veterans, to lead by example first and foremost, so that these young players see this is what it's supposed to look like to get it to the standard that we expect to have around here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.